From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The latest evidence that the recovery has slowed to a crawl comes in new numbers on the nation's gross domestic product, the total value of all goods and services, in the second quarter. The Commerce Department has revised its estimate of growth in that quarter down to an annual pace of just 1.6%. Dean Krauscher is an economist at the University of Richmond.
Coming out of a recession and entering a recovery, you'd like to see numbers more like we had towards the end of last year when we had a 5% growth rate in the fourth quarter. But it certainly doesn't indicate that, you know, we're in a double dip recession or anything.
The Federal Reserve is considering what additional steps it can take to bolster the economy. NPR's John Idsty says Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke may discuss some of those measures in a speech he's slated to make at this hour in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Former Fed Vice Chairman Alan Blinder suggests one option is for the Fed to quit paying interest on the trillions of dollars in reserves banks have on deposit at the Fed.
The idea is to free up some of this money and get it out into the marketplace, and hopefully some of it finds its way into new bank lending.
Lending to credit-starved small businesses would be especially helpful, says Blinder. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.
The sound of hundreds of thousands of people cheering in the capital of Kenya today as that country's president, Mwai Kibaki, signed a new constitution.
I, Mwai Kibaki, declare that the constitution set out in a schedule shall be the new constitution of Kenya.
The document puts new limits on the president's powers and strengthens civil rights. The constitution, which was approved by voters earlier this month, was drafted after a disputed presidential election 3 years ago that triggered months of deadly violence in Kenya. Former President Jimmy Carter is flying to Boston from North Korea with the American teacher he came to retrieve. Mr. Carter securing the release of Ajilan Gomes, who'd been sentenced to 8 years of hard labor for entering North Korea illegally earlier this year. Gomes was pardoned by North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, but there's no indication Mr. Carter met with Kim. NPR's Louisa Lim reports Kim is in China.
This morning, his convoy was spotted traveling to the industrial city of Changchun. Some South Korean sources say he's accompanied by his youngest son and probable heir Kim Jong-un, but this is unconfirmed. The South Korean press says he may meet China's President Hu Jintao in Changchun. China is North Korea's closest ally, but Beijing's been angered by Pyongyang's withdrawal from six-party talks on nuclear disarmament. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Stock prices are marking time on Wall Street. The Dow Industrial is currently up 5 points at 9,995. The Nasdaq, though, is down 8 points. This is NPR News from Washington. In northeast Washington state, a wildfire has destroyed two homes and is threatening dozens of others. People cheered as they watched planes drop fire retardant on the flames. That audio from KTU-TV. Gusty winds are whipping the flames of a fire in central Idaho that has forced the evacuation of people living near a golf and ski resort. Fire team spokesman Dick Berger says the forecast for the weekend does not bode well.
One of the problems with this kind of weather system is we're looking at probably some dry thunderstorms, which are going to produce lightning, which conceivably can start some new fires.
Berger says some 600 firefighters are battling the blaze. Plans to show a documentary film about negatives purportedly taken by famed nature photographer Ansel Adams have been canceled. NPR's Netta Ulaby says it's the latest move in a dispute that began a decade ago.
Rick Norsigian paid $45 for a set of old glass negatives he found wrapped in newspapers from the 1940s in Fresno. Then he hired a team of experts. They authenticated the negatives as Ansel Adams and estimated their worth at $200 million. But the artist's grandson and the trust that controls rights to Adams' photographs contests these claims. The two sides have been locked in an ongoing battle over whether prints from the plates can be sold and attributed to the photographer. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Hurricane Danielle is getting more powerful as it moves over the open waters of the Atlantic. The storm now has sustained winds of 135 miles an hour. Forecasters say it's likely to pass well east of the island of Bermuda, but will cause large waves and rip currents along much of the East Coast this weekend. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for